Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a look at farm income projections for 2017 and ahead. UK Ag economist Will Snell says while farm income hasn't rebounded to record levels of a few years ago, regarding the more recent downturn, at least the bleeding has stopped somewhat.
Slow down. Always have uncertainty on price side, but we've seen some modest improvements this year. Certainly our yields have been pretty good. Mother Nature's been very good to us. We've had some pickup in trade, which has really stabilized some of our markets, but it's all relative.
They're projecting 2017 Kentucky farm cash receipts to be at $5.6 billion, up 3.5% from last year, but like he says, it's relative.
Well, we peaked in 2014 at $6.5 billion. Last year, we're down to 5.4. We feel like there's about $200 million additional cash receipts this year for Kentucky. So I'm driven by price, but again, those higher yields are going to help us out. The livestock picture looks much better than the crop side. Most of our livestock receipts were up by double-digit percentage amounts. That was a combination of selling more animals as well as some of the growth in beef cattle prices, and our horse prices were up a little bit, and poultry recovering from AI outbreak that we had the past couple of years. So a little bit more optimistic picture going into the holiday season.
Assuming a normal Kentucky growing season next year, receipts are projected up slightly at $5.7 billion. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
At the UK Ag Outlook News Conference at the recent Farm Bureau annual meeting, ag economist Will Snell discussed some of the factors influencing farm prices, like exports, which are influenced by economic policy and the value of the dollar.
The past year, we did see about 6 to 8% decline in that value, and that contributed to that 8% growth in U.S. ag exports.
There are legitimate concerns about change in U.S. trade policy.
Pull out NAFTA, that's going to cause tariffs to increase on a lot of our agricultural products, and as a result, we're going to be at a competitive disadvantage. So while we can talk a lot about quality and quantity of products, that trade policy issue is critical, I think, to the future.
Again, higher Kentucky crop receipts, improved livestock prices, and fairly stable input costs help with projections for this year's modest gain. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.